Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Thank you.
talking about, guys? Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live, online, Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to, make a comment or give your opinion on today's show or whatever, today's Friday. So go ahead and press that number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, thanks for listening in. Today's show is being brought to you by CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. All right, and also, of course, I do sponsor my own show, and you guys can take a look at my realty business. You can go to frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's my website. You can go there, look around. You can even navigate through some houses and stuff like that. Go out there and look at some dream homes. Look at some dream homes. Do some dreaming. Get some ideas about where you want to live next few years. Or maybe even you want to build you something that you want to be in for the rest of your life. Build it how you want it. Right? Get that dream. You get that dream to give you the energy to do what it takes to get it. Right? So go to Frank Williams Realty. I'm sorry. frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And that's my website. And the name of my realty company is Frank Williams Realty. All right. And you guys can also send me an email at any time. You can send it to frankwilliams@kw.com. frankwilliams@kw.com. And, you can send me a message. I'd like to help everyone, whether it's you're trying to buy or sell your home, whether you have a friend that's trying to buy a home or even sell their own home and another one or whatever it is with real estate, I can walk you through. Okay, walk you right through and into that dream home. Right? Let's do it. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today is Free Fall Friday, right? Today is Free Fall Friday, and all lines are open to talk. So if you guys want to call in, you can call in and press the number one. I'll put you on the air, and you can talk about whatever you want. There is no specific. It's free for all. So anybody can call in and talk about whatever they want. And if we're not going to call in and talk about whatever you want, then I'll talk about whatever I want, right? And I've been watching some of this stuff. I don't know if you guys have, but I've been watching some of this impeachment hearing on Trump. Like I say, I don't know if you guys have, but I have, okay? And I watched it today. It's actually still going right now. Trump's lawyers are doing his defense stuff today, and they're answering questions from senators and stuff like that. It's pretty weird, but I guess, you know, it's the way it's supposed to go. Okay. And, but when I think about it, you know, I say he needs to be impeached. Excuse me. And I say that because I don't think he has the capability like some of these other senators to hold office as far as his mental capability. These other guys, you know, they've been in politics. They studied politics before they got into politics, and they know how things go, the order of things. They know how to get things done. They just know the process, and there is a process. There is a process. So when you think about the process of, you know, what's going on, and you think about what might happen, I believe, I don't know if they're going to impeach him or not, but I believe he should be impeached, and the impeachment should come because they need to bar him from office. He need to not be able to hold office again. Okay? Because if he gets in the office again, then you're gonna catch hell trying to get him out again. Put his ass out and let him stay out for the rest of his life. You know, you'll put someone out a football game for saying something to a player. Or getting into it with a player. Or even if you just threw something on the field. Okay, I'm not saying that's right. And we'll put someone out the game and tell them that they're banned from the stadium for life. You can't ever come back in here because of what you did. So that's the way this needs to be. Trump should never be able to come back into any kind of political office in government. He should never be able to hold another office in government because of what he did while he was inside government. People get banned from stadiums because of what they did inside. Okay, this guy for the Super Bowl, this guy bit. I think it was, I forget, man. That might have been $5,000. I think he bet $5,000 that there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl. That's a bet. That's a real bet. That there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl. I don't know if he said what time or what quarter or during the national anthem or what. I don't know. But he said he put $5,000 on there being a streaker at the football game. Now, damn it, the first thing I thought of was what was exactly what happened. Because when the guy was telling me about it, you heard about the guy? You heard about the streaker? He said, you heard about the streaker? I said, no, I ain't hear about no streaker. Did y'all hear about a streaker during the Super Bowl? I didn't even watch the whole Super Bowl, but I didn't hear anything about a streaker. You know, when a streaker run on the field, not like back in the day. Back in the day, you might have saw it thing dangling all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But now, They cut, you know, they got these people in the trucks that's watching all these cameras and angles and all this stuff. But now, you know, they cut right from that and go to something else, start showing some cardboards in the stands or something, you know, and you got a streaker on the field. So, but this is a streaker during the Super Bowl. And there was. There was a streaker during the Super Bowl. Okay? And the streaker was him. He put $5,000 on there would be a streaker in the Super Bowl. And he won that. He won that bet. I think it was like 30-1 or something crazy. He got $370,000. So whatever the odds are right there, that's how much money he got. $370,000. And so, of course, the police got him, arrested him. He posts bail. He get out. Well, bail was $1,000. Okay. Well, I guess it was $10,000 because he had to pay $1,000. No, it wasn't even bail. Okay, so he went to jail, and it was $1,000 fine. So he paid $1,000 fine and went home. And he went home and collected his $370,000. Since he's out of a cool thousand, let's say $369,000 he went home to. Man, I thought of that as soon as the guy told me. As soon as the guy told me somebody bet $5,000 on, there would be a streaker. My first thought was, this dude betting this money because he going to do it. He's going to be the one to do it. And he had one of his friends distract the police or whatever, or distract the people so that he could jump out on the field. And he did. Okay, so why not do that next year? Why not do that next year? Why not a streaker jump out on the field next year at the Super Bowl and run like hell? I mean, somebody gonna run you down and catch you, but and run, you jump on the field and then you put your $2,000, $8,000, however much money you want to put down on that, and see what happens. See, this guy put $5,000 down on that. There being a streaker at the Super Bowl, and I keep saying it because it's hard to believe. So he put $5,000 that there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl. And then he was the one that went to the Super Bowl and jumped on the field with no clothes on. He was the streaker. And he won $370,000 doing that. And he got arrested, And then he got $1,000 fine. And I'm sure he's living it up right now. I would be. I done got a $369,000 windfall. Come on, y'all. Bring it to me. I'm thinking this guy can do this every year. So now he's banned from that stadium for life. For what he did inside that stadium. Okay? So, why shouldn't Trump be banned for life for holding office again? He should be banned from ever being in politics as far as being in the government. He should be barred from ever having an office, holding an office in government for life. He should never be able to run for a political office again. And that's for what he did while he was inside the government. So that's what I'm saying about what's the difference? You ban a fan from that complex for life because of what they did inside that complex. Not for what they did outside in the grass while they were tailgating. They got banned for what they did inside the stadium. For life. Can't come back here. Okay? And so then why shouldn't Trump be impeached and banned from ever holding a public office again for life? What he did while he was inside the government. Now, you know, these other folks going to jail, the folks that were part of the mob that went inside the Capitol. And let me say this, guys. You might think I'm wrong, but it's my opinion, right? So when O.J. Simpson killed his wife, let me go back. When O.J. Simpson was on trial for the murder of his wife, ex-wife, it was plastered all over TV. Even if it come on today, it folks be watching like crazy. Okay, even though they know the outcome. Okay, we should be able to see, publicize, just like they publicized them going into the Capitol, breaking into the Capitol, just like they publicized that. They should publicize these bastards getting 10, 15, 20 years in prison. They should publicize that. We want to see them bastards go to jail. I do. I want to know that they get something more than a slap on the wrist. You're going to get a slap on the wrist, all right? You're going to get slapped with those handcuffs on your wrist. They take you to that bus and ride you out to the prison. We need to see that. We need to know that they are trying to just, you know, put some justice on these folks. Five people died that day. You can't figure that one out. People lost their lives, but that's the kind of stuff happen when you got a bunch of violent people like that. Carrying bricks, sticks, and guns, bombs, and everything. Come on, man. Now we need to see these guys get their punishment. We need to see that. Death by hanging. We need to see that hanging on TV. We need to know he got his neck snapped. But we need to know, we need to see these folks get sentenced and go to jail. That dude that put his knee on the neck of Floyd, him and his buddies, we need to see that. Everybody need to see that so they'll know, man, you can't do that. If I find myself in that situation, I gotta let him up. We need to see these folks go to jail. Have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 283. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This Ward, man, from Clayton County. What's going on?
This Ward, man, from Clayton County. What's going on? What's happening, Ward?
What's going on with you, man? Way to keep it 100%. Way to keep it 100%. Yes, yes, sir. We need to make sure that they are held accountable 100%. And we need to make sure that, that Trump don't get back in office at all. I know we turned out in record numbers to get him out of office, and I hope that we're going to do it again to make sure. But again, we just don't even make – he shouldn't even be able to qualify to get back in any kind of government office.
Right. At no time, at no time should he should never be able to – he should never be able to hold office again. Never.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I know this free-for-all Friday. I just had to tell you, man, you and Hardaway had me crying last week when you talking about – Smitty dropping the lookalike. It's been a long time since I've heard Hardaway. Like I said, y'all just don't come out of laugh for a whole week on that one.
Boy, we weren't laughing when it happened, though, boy. Everybody's mouth was dropped on the floor.
No, y'all sure weren't, because everybody heard about it. Like, God almighty, man, I just don't believe that. We don't cross the line to get the alcohol and it's gone.
Our money and everything gone like that.
Everything gone just like that. Everything gone just like that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you 100%. Like I said, we just definitely need to make sure, you know, and I know that the Republican Senate ain't going to convict him, but we need to do everything else we can to make sure he don't have any other opportunity to run and that he lose a lot of those other benefits that go along with being an ex-president.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing. You're right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. All right, but that's good, man. It's good to hear you. And, you know, I'm going to be in touch with you. But make sure that you tell the family I say hello.
All right, buddy. Tell yours, too, man. Appreciate you.
Later.
All right. And yeah, the you know, the colleague's exactly right. Exactly right. Never hold office again. And strip all his privileges that he would have as an ex-president. He don't need that. We don't need to take care of this dude for the rest of his life. He probably threw the country back a bunch of years with that crap that happened, man. To me, that was like watching an old movie from when the Klan go down the street and terrorize people, and nothing done. Police turn their back, or either the police put on one of them white robes just like they had. Nothing was ever done about people getting hung in the street. You go in somebody's house and kill them. That's all right. That's all right. It was just another black person. Don't worry about it. Family burying, family tragic. Family got to up and move. But now, y'all scared of the same people. Y'all scared of y'all own people. I know they're all ethnicities of people listening to the show. But all I'm saying is, now you see what a lot of our ancestors went through back in the day, and it really wasn't that long ago. Same crap right there that happened January 6th at the Capitol. That's the same crap that they did back in the 60s and 50s and 40s and 30s. Going back. Now y'all scared of y'all own people. Y'all running out the building. Ah, they after us. Y'all hiding from these folks. And y'all the powerhouses. Y'all got all the power sitting up there on Capitol Hill. And y'all running from a mob of white folks. I said it, white folks. Because that's what the hell majority of them were. You know? And man, now you're scared of these folks. And they know you're scared of them. So because you're scared of them, bring that hammer down on them and put their ass in jail. Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up. You give somebody 15 and 12 years for having 10 pounds of weed in their car they driving back from Florida or whatever. You're going to give somebody 10 years for that. But somebody break up in the Capitol building. Break in there now. In. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. And I got about 10 minutes left in the show. But I told my wife, I said, we would have somewhere. I said, I wouldn't even, you know, what are the consequences of me going right now, stopping my truck, going over here to say, I don't know, whatever, a Goodyear tire store. And it's 8 o'clock at night. They close, they gone home, the lights out, you know, the place closed. What's going to be the consequences of me walking up to that place, bam, knock the glass out the windows, break in, scare the hell out of somebody if they were there, but I broke in, what would be the consequences? The police gonna come, right? Still there when the police come. What's gonna happen? Handcuff, I'm going to jail. These folks were able to go home. They done broke into the Capitol. Yeah, these were Capitol Police. Yeah, they were armed with, you know, 9mm and all this stuff because they Capitol Police. They don't get this kind of stuff. Right? They just got they little bats or whatever they got. I don't know what that, some kind of stick they got. I'm sure that stick hurt though, but that's all they had. But man, why did someone pull the alarm? I hadn't seen where they said somebody called 911. Somebody breaking into the Capitol. Call 911.
Call 911. 911 operator said hello. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we see it on TV. Oh, yeah, we're not coming.
Click. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't the police show up? Why didn't the police show up, bust some heads, put some handcuffs on some folks, put some zip ties on some folks or whatever. They had their own zip ties, you know. Put some zip ties on these folks and take them to jail. Y'all tried to, you locked up Martin Luther King and all his folks. All them went to jail. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Busloads. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And they were peaceful, though. And these folks here, you ain't locked nobody up. They were able to go home. Some of them took flights home. Some of them got in their trucks and drove home. Laughing.
I bust up in there and I got in there and I ran up through there. We hit that. I was knocking on doors. I was stomping my feet. I was kicking the walls. I was up in the Capitol.
Was able to go home. Dr. King and his folks had to sit in jail, wait for somebody to come get them out. It's amazing, man. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And a lot of people, well, I'm not, but a lot of people, you know, working from home, stuck at home because of the pandemic, want to go somewhere, but really don't want to go anywhere. Because you don't want to get the virus. But as you do sit at home, man, grab a book for about 15 minutes. I don't care what kind of book. Any kind of book, whatever you like to read, whether it's a romance or drama or history or a comedy or a horror book, whatever it is, grab it and read. 15 minutes. If you read 15 minutes a day, and I'm not saying you got to read every day because I don't. I'm not going to charge somebody to read every day because I don't do that. If I don't do it, how can I tell you to do it? But I would say read 15 minutes a day. And I used to read 15 minutes a day all the time. And then for some reason, it just fell off. So now I'm trying to get back into reading because we're at home so much. And we're the same way, you know, trying to stay safe. That's all. But I got about 2 minutes left in the show, but I'm going to say this real quick. And listen, guys, with the intent right here. Not every reader is a leader. Okay? A lot of people read. I know a guy that read like crazy. Every time you see him, he carrying a book. If he walking, he got that book in his hand. He's sitting at home. You go to his house, knock on his door, you see him sitting in the living room chair. He reading a book. He love to read. Some people like that. I'm not one of those people. But I do want to read. Okay? Not every reader is a leader. So not everybody that reads can lead. A leader must. That's a big word. Must be a reader. Not every reader is a leader, but every leader must be a reader. So I know a lot of you guys have high jobs and they own your own business and stuff like that. You have to lead those jobs and you have to lead your business. So as a leader, to be a reader. Let's read, guys. Let's read. I'll help you. You help me, and we'll push this thing forward. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a super, super weekend. And I'll see you guys hopefully Monday about 5:30 or so on Monday. Have a great weekend. I know it's Friday. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, guys. Frank, I'm over.
like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around?
Who?
Get that trap sound.
Trap.
Designer.
Gold.
Gold. Fast.
Show.
Show.
Trap.
How?
How?
Made it.
Gold.
Control the bag now.
Control.
No need to brag now.
No need.
Hey, put the mask down.
Mask.
We living fast now.
Finest.
Finest.
Rose.
We can
go.
We can go.
Gold.
Keep
gold.
Watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry.
I'll take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a jet, check, yeah, boogie stay sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon'.